Get Fact with Darren Maul.
Okay, Maul.
Heads up, Portuguese mariners, shipgoers, ocean farers would not have dealt with lockdown. Telling you that much right now. Because in preparation of a treacherous sea voyage in 1519, Portuguese explorer, you might know the name, Ferdinand Magellan?
Yeah.
Does it ring a bell?
Yeah, it says.
Does it ring a bell?
Yeah, Ferdy, good old Ferds.
Oh, good old Ferds, yeah.
Fudge
Magellan. He spent more money on booze than weaponry ahead of his journey. The five ships were packed with more than 243,000 liters of wine.
Kerry.
I just got goosebumps.
Deep down inside, you're like, I want to be a Portuguese pirate. Like, please, can I be?
Oh, my heart is just beating in a different... Yeah, that's lovely.
And you know what? We live in a world of BCCSA, and the world of censors and censorship exists everywhere, except possibly the world of entomology, because entomologists have free reign of what names they give to beetles, and not the ones who made really good music for over a decade.
Yes, of course.
I'm talking about the critters, right?
Yes.
So these are genuine, bona fide, Google them right now, names of beetles. One's called pleasing fungus. One's called cockchafer. One's called the colon chihuahua.
What?
What?
The E colon or the colon?
No, colon.
Like a punctuation or like a tummy?
What is the second one?
Well, it doesn't actually explain that, but it could be the colon.
Yeah.
Colon chihuahua.
No, the second one.
I'm not going to repeat that.
No.
The nice thing about radio.
I also like the pleasing fungi one. That's like whenever I see fungi, I just want to please it.
And you're going to like this one. This is how technology molds with the ancient and the present. We live in a world where you tell your time from your phone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Your phone communicates every half an hour to the cloud. It updates by the microseconds what time it is on your phone. This is why your phone here is exactly linked to everyone else's phone. Once you set it up, you never have to sit back and go, hang on a second, everyone synchronize your phone times on now. So it's linked to what's called the atomic clock in outer space. And that's where all our clocks are connected to. However, Big Ben, which for centuries was the greatest time collector on planet Earth. It was the most accurate. You would swear by it. When it donged, it donged. And when it dinged, it dinged. And you trusted it, right?
Mm-hmm. You trusted
and today,
ding and dong.
But it's still using old school technology. There's no modern technology in. Quietly off, half a second fast or half a second slow.
Yeah.
What they do is, and this is high tech for such an ancient piece of machinery.
Okay.
Is they put a penny on the pendulum.
What?
To slow it down. And if they need to speed it up, they take the penny back off the pendulum.
Oh.
And it speeds up Big Ben. And that's why Big Ben is always right.
But why?
And always has money to tip the car guards.
Oh my gosh. Darren Moore, ladies and gentlemen. That's someone's job. So that's, like I'm a penny putter.
Yes. I'm Big Ben's penny putter. Did it happen?
I have so many questions about Big Ben. Like, why can't he just adapt to technology?
Just move on with the times.
Yeah.
Who is
move
this
on
Ben?
With the times.
Sky, East Coast Radio.